Welcome back, guys. This is the Lost Boys Podcast. With you, as always, is Jason. With me, as always, is Chris. And back again is Skelly, the newest person to our flock here. What's going on, Chris?
What up, bro?
Not too much. What's happening, Skelly?
My fangs are growing in nicely, guys. Thank you for my fangs, man.
I feel like you're not Michael anymore. You're not a half vampire. You're Dwayne now.
Yeah, I'm a full on Lost Boy. It's nice.
There you go, bro. We're gonna head down to Long Beach when there's a fucking a beach fire going, and we're gonna fucking start cracking skulls. So, what's been going on this weekend, guys? What's going on? How would you do this weekend, Chris?
I had a killer weekend. I took my daughter to Chuck E. Cheese for a birthday party. And I fucking killed it on the basketball machine, had the score, and really just slaughtered. Really was impressive. And then that night, went out to dinner, and then went for a couple of drinks. And outside this one club, this chick comes out, and she's pretty hot, and just rolls up on me talking about, "You need to take me to dinner."
Oof.
And here's my number. I was like, this never happens.
I like her boldness, if you don't mind me.
I thought it was great. But, yeah, that was my week in a nutshell. Those were my highlights.
Real quick, what was her on a 1 to 10? What was this girl ranking?
She was hot, bro. Like 8 or 9.
Oh, there you go. Good for you, bro. Well, you take that broad out. What'd you have going on?
I had some chick that I've been playing peekaboo with on Snapchat finally hit me up and finally come over. She was fucking really hot, man. But it was kind of weird, man, because like I don't know. I guess this is what considers me a fuckboy, is because like I like to kiss. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, if I was in a gangbang, I think I would be that one dude that's, like, kissing her neck. Like, are you enjoying yourself? Like, you know what I mean? But, like, so, like, either way, like, I tried to go in for a kiss, and she's like, no. And I'm like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Like, I'm deep dicking you right now, and the least you could do is give me a fucking kiss. And, like, it was just super weird. And so, like, we banged out twice, and then I kicked her out, you know, and then she hit me up again the next day, and, like, she was like, so you want to fuck again? And I was like, you know what? Nah, I don't. I was like, I like the intimacy, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I'm able to compartmentalize my feelings to where, like, I can keep those feelings in that moment. And then once that moment's over, like, once I nut, I'm like, all right, get out, bitch. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. And so, but other than that, I've been playing a lot of Pokemon Go, too. I fucking love that game. But, yeah, that's all I've been doing.
Quick follow-up to what you said. And then I don't know if Chris has any follows, because one thing I just have one question for you. So are you saying this girl like didn't let you kiss her at all? Like she just wanted to get right to it?
Dude, or, like, right down. All right. So she comes over and she's like, she's super shy at first. And she's like, let me just get high. And I'm like, all right, bitch, go ahead. Get high. You know? And so I hand, you know, like I'm letting her smoke and we're kind of, you know, watching my weird little fucking like shows that I like, you know, and like I'm sitting on the bed and I'm like, you know, you could smoke that up here. And she's like, okay, you know, like real weird, like real standoffish. And then like, after a while, like I just kind of gave up trying to like rub on her and touch and whatever. So, but eventually like she laid down on her tummy, just like, but with her butt to me. And I was like, okay, there's the signal. And so I started rubbing her butt and then I gave her a back massage, and you know what comes from a back massage.
I got you. Yeah, okay. So. I was just curious. Cause that is fucking, that's strange. Like, I mean, sometimes when you're, you know, banging, I mean, I get not like kissing at that point, but like not even like the foreplay, like at least that part of the foreplay.
No foreplay, but yeah, like I was like in the middle of stroking her out and I'm like, let me get a kiss. And she was like pulling her head to the side. And you know how hard it is to keep fucking after you just got rejected from a kiss? It's like, I'm just saying, like, yeah. It's weird. You got to, like, kind of erase that from your memory and be like, okay, that didn't happen. Plow. Like, but yeah, that it was just super weird. So when she hit me up again, I was like, nah, I'm good. You know, puss was good, but like, I did all the work. I was like, you know, I was like, what am I getting out of this? Nothing.
Well, we'll see what happens if you go on a week or two dry spell.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But,
yeah, I mean, I had a pretty decent weekend. It was Casey's birthday is coming up. My son, anybody who doesn't know, I do have a kid. His son is the day after St. Patrick's Day. So we celebrated today. Just because I don't have him on his birthday, it's his mom's day, her night or whatever. So we had a cake for him. Actually, you get a kick out of it, Skelly. I kind of mentioned to Chris earlier, like it was a Naruto cake.
Oh, cool.
And I actually got him a couple of Naruto action figures. He's anybody who doesn't know, Naruto's an anime. It's one of the more popular ones over the last like 10, 12 years or so. So he was real stoked on that. Other than that, it's just been chilling. You know, I mean, I've just been working a shit ton lately, so I've been kind of, when it's the weekend, just fucking taking it easy. And I was going to get here to the quick hits, but I know you mentioned something. You know, Chris grew up here. He's actually in Tennessee now, but Skelly and I still live down in here. And he actually mentioned something that I figured we could just throw around here a little bit. There was actually a place that we used to all frequent back in the day. It used to be Pelican Larry's. It's now called Rusty's. There was actually a shooting there. And this is like right in the heart of North Naples, which if anybody doesn't know anything about Naples, Naples is like a bougie fucking area. Like it's the richy rich to live down here. So, you know, it's a little wild. And that, I mean, that's kind of a dumpier bar, but yeah, I'll let Skelly, I know you had a little bit more intel than I had. I just knew there was a shooting and,
it's strange when you ride into 239, you literally hear a milli, like softly, like because there's just so many billionaires and millionaires that live here. It's ridiculous. And then there's the people that work for those people. And that's what Naples consists of. So, but this bar, dude, like, so what happened was these two friends, they were friends and they were both packing. And I guess they got into a little discrepancy between the two of them, and a bystander had tried to, defuse the situation, and the two friends just started shooting at each other. And two people got shot, one of the friends and the bystander, but the bystander got killed. And I just think that's kind of super fucked up.
Yeah, that ain't right. That is definitely not right. You know, you're trying to defuse the situation. These guys shouldn't have been carrying inside that bar anyway, to be honest. You know, they shouldn't have had those guns in there. And whatever happened to taking it outside the bar, or even because I remember in Larry's many, many fights, man. And that's what it was about.
When we were younger, there was always fights breaking out for sure.
Yeah, that's how you settle your differences with your fists. Now they're busting out guns.
Well, you know what's wild about that, too? Like, I could say, like, I've been out drinking with Skelly. I've been out drinking with you. I don't think I've ever gotten into any kind of, you know, whether it was you guys or anybody I've been out drinking with that I thought one point of any kind of argument out drinking. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to fucking blow this dude's fucking – I'm going to blow him in half with a fucking gun. You know what I mean? It's just fucking wild.
I mean, let alone that the dude was in his own – click a friend, you're gonna pull your friend, like, you know, even if he is your friend or a stranger, you shouldn't pull one and shoot it out. You know, nobody's life was on the line there.
So. No, like, well, I don't know if you remember this, Jay-Si. It was actually the last time we went drinking together. We went to the North Naples Country Club, shout out, and you had gotten into an altercation last time you were there. And so when we showed up, the bartenders kind of gave you a nod and you nodded back. And that was the indicator that everything would be cool. And me and you are two fairly bigger guys. I think we're about the same height, but you're a lot thicker than I am. I'm a lanky guy. This fucking, remember that weirdo that was like talking to me while I was talking to you?
And then, well, like, let alone that particular. Well, yeah, I mean, they gave me the nod, but then they did. They did actually bring me outside, and I got a stern talking to.
Oh, did you? Okay.
And just a little bit of background on that. I think I told Chris this. Like, I went out with a buddy of ours, like Chris knows him. Scally knows him. A buddy of ours named Kale, and he said something fucked up to a guy's wife, which is not far from the realm of like believable with Scale with Kale because you know he drinks and says crazy shit. And then that guy came up like, and Kale kind of defused the situation, kind of made a right. He's like, hey, let me buy you a drink, blah blah blah, trying to be a nice dude. And the husband comes over. And the woman said something fucked up at Kale originally. He kind of laughed off. But then the husband came over and says the same exact shit. And Kale did not take that so well. And they started talking shit. And then not the guy. And I don't feel bad because it wasn't a big deal. You're out drinking. I get defending your woman 100%. But, like, the wife threw a drink that was supposed to hit Kale. And I was behind Kale, like, watching over his shoulder. It sort of hit him, but almost directly hit me, and I thought the dude threw it, and I went over Kale's shoulder and punched the guy in the face.
Mr. Fantastic.
It was pretty good because Kale's a little shorter than I am, so it was like perfect. Like I went right over his shoulder. I didn't even have to like kind of get up too high and caught the dude on his chin. But yeah, they definitely gave me a talking to after that. And let me know that I should, you know, you can't be doing that. And then there was like, God, you having this fucking weird altercation with that dude. I'm like, God, bro.
Dude, that guy, that's the thing is, like, I popped off at him, but at no point in time did I ever think about pulling a gun out and shooting him. You know what
but
I
he
mean?
Also didn't like, have one.
Well, no, but yeah, but I mean, I'm a firm believer in using my words to articulate myself out of an altercation or you know what I mean? Like there's another word I'm trying to use right now, but I'm gonna let it go. But analytical, when you're having an analytical conversation, you know what I mean? And it turns into a discrepancy. I can usually talk myself out of a fucking wet paper bag, but like, that's why it's just like, I've never resorted to fighting. I've never had to. I don't think I'd ever need to shoot anybody either. Cause I can just talk myself out of it.
Well, like Chris was saying kind of before we started this up, when we started kind of having this convo, I don't own a gun. I know Scally doesn't own a gun. Chris does have a gun. He owns one. And, you know, he mentioned that he keeps one in his house. And I feel like that's perfectly fine. I think
that's how it should be.
Going out, like, and that's the thing, too, with these people doing this shit. Like, once you go out and you have that first sip of liquor gets on your lips, your concealed carriers doesn't matter. Like, you're even technically, you're not supposed to even bring it in a bar just because of legalities. But, you know, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, that shit happened. And, I mean, shit like that probably happens all over the country. It's just weird that happened in Naples.
Yeah.
But you know, either way, I mean, you know, it was some dude from Fort Myers, fucking a couple guys from Fort Myers acting a fool. What are you gonna do?
Probably.
Yeah, let's. I don't have a sounder ready, but I don't know. Let's get to the quick hits here. So the first one here I got. I read an article, and we were going to have this on the last one, but I knew having Scally join us, it was, you know, we were going to probably start running a little longer, so I wanted to cut down on some of the quick hits I had. The first one I got here is, I saw an article about how pigs can be trained to play video games with their snout. And, you know, I kind of read into it a little bit, and essentially, like, they kind of, like, they put food by the, like, it's with the joystick. It's, like, essentially they're playing an Atari, just so everybody's aware. It's not like they're out there playing, like, Call of Duty or fucking Destiny or some shit like that. It's, like, a very rudimentary video game, very simplistic. But, you know, they kind of put, like, food by them, so they kind of know where they should be, and then they kind of, like, train them a little bit to start playing this game where they're moving around objects and this, that, and the other. It's, like, almost like they're playing a more even simplistic game of Pong in a way. I thought it was pretty crazy that they teach them that. But at the same time, like, you know, other than maybe dolphins, like pigs are up there as far as mammals that are, you know, with their smarts. So, you know, I thought it was pretty crazy that, you know, they're out there doing this and, you know, essentially playing video games. So I just kind of want to throw out to you guys what you guys thought about and get a little, you know, piece of your mind on that. So, Chris, what do you got on that one?
I mean, when animals that I enjoy eating show kind of, you know, signs of intellect and compassion or, you know, and escape from slaughterhouses or play video games and shit like that, it freaks me out a little bit. But it's a cool story. It's a cool story, but you know, it doesn't make my bacon taste any better. So
it might make it taste worse.
Yeah. So, you know, it sucks, you know, that we have to eat all these animals and shit, but you know, bacon's delicious, steak's delicious. And, but when pigs or cows, they show intellect, it freaks me out. Totally.
Shout out hooved creatures. What do you got on that one, Skelly?
Dude, pigs actually squeal as loud as 115 decibels. That's Jesus. 3 decibels higher than a supersonic airliner.
Oh, they screech. Yeah, they definitely are loud.
They can learn their names up to 2 at 2 weeks old. They run up to fucking 11 miles an hour, which means that they can run a 7-minute mile. And yes, they have a great memory, and they can be they actually are somewhat territorial, and they use obstacles and like like in the video games to combat each other. It's fascinating, man. Pigs are cool.
Is any of that going to stop you from ordering a rack of ribs?
No,
though?
I would eat a pig in a heartbeat.
imagine like you, like. You know how you go to like a restaurant? It's like, oh, you play the claw game to get a lobster. It's like, all right, well, if you want to eat this pig, you got to beat him in a game of Pong. Yeah, but well, saying all that, I just had a crazy thought. Like, hypothetically, you know, obviously these pigs are playing games. So if you had like an animal that you could play a video game with, like, what would it be? What do you think, Skelly?
Wait, what game or what animal?
Yeah, I mean, just like, so a pig plays a video game. Like, what animal are you picking to play a video game
with? Oh, I'm picking a pig for sure.
Chris, what you thinking?
I mean, if it doesn't attack me and kill me, I would love to, like, be up close with a grizzly bear and, like, kick it with a grizzly.
Yeah, but a grizzly is not going to be able to play that video game very effectively.
It would be wild if you played like you said, like, you know, I mean, you're talking about playing a video game, like, you were just like hanging with a silverback gorilla, like Donkey Kong.
This is my friend Mark.
Yeah, right. Mark Fox. So next one I got here, and this was something I actually saw a lot of, like, maybe last week or something on Facebook. Man, I've seen a lot of people protest with their kids about, like, having, like, my choice optional shit for masks in schools. And, you know, I saw this, and you two probably know, like, you might notice, like, I barely post anything. If I'm doing with my business, for the most part, or, like, pictures of, like, my kid or something, I really don't post, or, like, whatever, like, family shit, I don't really post nothing on Facebook. So I actually comment on this because, like, I think one of these kids is holding a sign that says, you know, other people's fear shouldn't control me or some shit like that. And I was like, God damn, dude, this is like somebody, it's not like this kid wrote out this sign. Like, that's how this kid feels. And I'm like, how are you gonna, you're making your kid hold up this fucking sign and do all this shit. And I think it's fucking crazy. And, you know, being that I have a 6-year-old son, I mean, I don't know if it'd be something you can do if they make it optional, but I could tell you, like, until this whole thing is, like, and it seems like probably at least by the end of the year, it seems like COVID's fucking going to disappear, or at least be under control to where it's not going to be. It's going to be essentially, at that point, the flu. You know what I mean? To where if Kaysen were to get COVID and I'm going to keep having him wear a mask to school and gets it because these dumb motherfuckers are, like, being fucking cucks about not wearing a mask for their kid, I want to sue the fucking school. Like, I'm at the point now, like, if you want to go, like, these fucking dipshits that fucking shot each other at Rusty's, you want to go to Rusty's and fucking drink, or you want to go, like, say, even to an aquarium or a zoo or fucking an amusement park and not wear masks, dude, that shit, like, extracurricular shit, do it, that's fine. I don't give a fuck, because it's like, you're fucking, whatever, you're fucking going out and doing, like, things that are basic shit, like going to the grocery store, going to a gas station, going to fucking school, fucking wear a mask. You know what I mean? It just seems like it's just crazy that people are this fucking, in my mind, fucking stupid about it. So, I'm done with my little part of this rant. I'll pass it off to you guys. Skelly, what are you thinking about all that?
The fact that like people are even having arguments about wearing a mask is surprising to me as Magic Johnson outliving Kobe Bryant. I think it's ridiculous. I think we should all just, you know, wear masks and abide by science, and that's it. And on a second note, you know, like, I'm super woke, man. Like, I'm all about, like, you know, everybody having their rights, you know what I mean? But there's one thing that fucking always irked me, you know, when I see a gay pride, you know, and then they have, like, kids, like, all dressed out and stuff like that. Like, they don't know what they're doing, you know what I mean? Like, you're manipulating this person, this kid into, you know, your little
like thing. Like, how they call them babies?
Yeah, exactly. And so, and that's what they're doing with these fucking masks now, man. Keep kids out of politics. Keep kids out of fucking any, dude. Kids need to be innocent, young, and that's it. And we need to just, you know, settle our beef among ourselves. And, you know, I completely disagree with this. And
let alone elementary kids, like, too. It's like, dude, they need to just follow fucking the rules and do what they're doing. Like, once you get a little older, you get your own mind to you, whatever. A little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, dude, like, fucking, they're having fucking 10-year-old kids fucking holding up signs. Get the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you thinking, Chris? I mean, I know you have a 6-year-old kid as well. So, I mean, I don't know. What are you thinking?
I think if they're going to go with this whole make them wear the masks, they got to be somewhat of a breathable contraption. I bought my daughter a bunch of face shields. That kind of go over like her face Reed? And shit.
Like Andy Reid?
No, not like that face shield. Like a gator. Okay. Like it goes over. Yeah, like a gator thing that's like made of like that. You know, that's it's very breathable.
So it's like Bane's mask.
No. It's like pretty much. You cut off a sleeve of the like the sheet you wear over
your face. Oh, those things. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, it's called the gator. Yeah, you had the right name.
I really don't want her with her face covered uncomfortably all day. But I understand it's a double edged sword. You know, where do we draw the line with our freedoms, and who's going to be the person that's going to tell us that it's okay to take it off the school board? You know, random businesses, the president, like who? Who's going to be the stand out? Oh, we can take the mask off
quick,
now.
But my also, quick answer, and I'll let you get back to it, and my answer to that is science. But go ahead.
Thank you.
But science has also proved that COVID is not as deadly as once thought, especially
Trump
in children.
Also, sorry to cut in, guys. I don't mean to. That leaked conversation that Trump said that it was more deadlier than the flu.
And he also did get a COVID shot in January.
I mean, you know, COVID's a son of a bitch, but it's like I said, double-edged sword because, you know, the freedoms are being taken away slowly, and I don't like to be told what to do in the United States of America where we have freedom. But that being said, the flu has went down dramatically. The have gone down in children, and
you know what's wild if you think about it, like how it's like they came up with a cure so quickly for this, but it's like. These fucking scientists still haven't figured out how to cure the common cold and shit. You know what I mean? Like they can't eradicate that, but they can eradicate this. But the one thing I do want to say in regards to all that is I completely get where you're coming from. And I get like maybe COVID isn't like as prevalent for kids, but hypothetically, and I'm not trying to wish this on your kid or even my kid, like either one of our children, they go to the doctor, they get checkups. Nothing's wrong with them. But like all of a sudden, maybe they get like, and unbeknownst to us, get like some kind of autoimmune disease, or like maybe like they get like, hypothetically, your kid gets fucking bronchitis. And then in school, like almost like at the same time in a way, catches fucking COVID. Like, dude, that shit'll fucking kill you, even if you're a kid. So I get where you're coming from, and like I don't like one thing I know me and Skelly agree upon is like not necessarily wanting to listen to what people tell us to do. But I think like, dude, unless like like, we're already this far into it. Let's just fucking let this shit fucking play itself out. You know, it seems like there's light at the end of the tunnel at this point. You know what I mean?
It's looking good. It's looking better. But we need to have businesses reopen and some normalcy kind of get back into things. Oh, absolutely. You know?
I mean, I'll be honest, dude. When like next, because this year's like a wash with any sport, but like next football season, next baseball season, or maybe even this baseball season towards the second half of it, dude, I'd like to go fucking watch one of my teams play a fucking professional fucking game.
I mean, baseball in Texas is going full capacity, and
well, most sports are at least letting somebody in. But you know, even if it's not, I mean, dude, it ain't the same as like a fucking full crowd fucking cheering. But I mean, whatever, you know, at least they're getting to that point.
If I'm wrong, I thought Florida is at full capacity because there's people still going. There's an Orioles and a Red Sox game here this weekend at Page Field.
Yes,
and, Florida is off. They have full capacity.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, Florida's been open. Florida's been wide open for a while. They kind of set the precedent.
But I can tell you back up, you know, and it's almost like the same thing, right? Like you think about it, like they want like, oh, well, kids should have optional, right? I guarantee every motherfucker that goes to that game or any of these games
don't wear a mask.
If they're trying to say I'm not wearing a mask, they are not letting them fuck in. I guarantee it. 100%.
Of course, the safety measures are all going to be taking place.
So, and some of these same people that are going to watch these goddamn baseball games are the people that are saying my kid doesn't need to wear a fucking mask to school, but I'm going to go fucking drink beers and jerk my dick and eat a hot dog and watch a fucking shitty fucking spring training game. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's move on to the next one because that one I knew was going to get me a little angry. So I threw a couple extra ones in here. I know Skelly doesn't really know, but like about these, but these would be quick ones. It's just a couple like legit like quick hitters, more than the normal quick hits. So today I did see, and you guys might have saw too, Drew Brees retired.
Oh really? Wow.
Yeah. Hey, there you go. Well, there's I guess I'll be your Adam Schefter today.
Fuck, man.
So I just wanted to throw it out there, like. You know, shout out Drew Brees, fucking great player. Yeah. One of the best to do it and one of the best to lace it up. Great big time numbers. Fucking still, I mean, it'll get broken next year by fucking, fucking Tom Cucky over there. But he has the most passing yards all time. He's like second in touchdowns, you know, guy in a fucking Super Bowl, a Super Bowl MVP. So I just wanted to throw out there, like, where do you guys, like, where would you put Drew Brees as like an all time quarterback? What do you think, Chris? Where would you have him as like as
top 10?
Okay. What are you thinking, Skelly?
Yeah, top 10, absolutely. There's a fact that about him, he's one of the only there's only a handful of quarterbacks that have beaten every NFL team in the league, and he's one of them.
Let alone he's got out to be a shorter dude. He's only 5'10".
Yeah.
Which is good for him. I'll agree. I definitely 100% agree with you guys. Top 10 all time. I know some people might try to hate on him for whatever reasons. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But Drew Brees is an all-timer, dude. Like, if you had to hypothetically start a team and they're like, all right, well, your quarterback's going to be Drew Brees, you're like, okay, I can work with that. You know what I mean? It's like you're fucking getting the fucking bump. So shout out Drew Brees. Thanks for everything you did the last, whatever, 20 years or so. Next quick one I have, and this is another little quick one before we get to, you know, the rest of these will actually not be too bad. So I don't know why I'm talking over myself like an idiot. But another thing I saw, and this happened a few days ago, I don't know, you know, obviously you guys know who Patrick Ewing is. He was a fucking legendary center for the Knicks. He's actually now the coach of the Georgetown Hoyas for college basketball. And the Big East Conference, which he coaches in, their tournament is held in Madison Square Garden, where the Knicks play. And apparently security stopped him for like, they're like, hey, we need to see your credentials, you know? I don't know how, I know Skelly isn't that big up on basketball. You know who Patrick Ewing is.
Of course.
All right. So it's just like wild in a couple senses. Like the first thing, Patrick Ewing is like fucking 7 feet goddamn tall. It ain't like he's like a regular, like even like our height of a dude, like 6'3". Like,
yeah, it's freakish.
You know, like he's a normal sized dude. Like, you should at least figure like he has to do something, you know? Let alone Madison Square Garden is like, he is, in all honesty, and I'll see what you guys think about this. And this is literally what I was getting to get to. I just kind of see what you guys thought about this fucking story. He might be the best Knicks player of all time. And a fucking security guard stopping him, asking him what the fuck he's doing. So, I mean, what do you think about that? Like,
all right,
what are you thinking about that? Like, is that fucking crazy or what?
Who's go going
ahead,
first?
Scott, go ahead, hop on it.
All right, I just googled Patrick Ewing right now because the only reason why I did that was so that way the only reason is because like I was like there has to be some kind of, he has such an iconic image. He has like that flat top with the widow's peak, and he's got the mustache. You know what I mean? He must have like altered his appearance in somehow, and by the looks of it, yes, absolutely, he does. He looks completely fucking different. He doesn't look anything like himself. But yes, again, he is very, very fucking tall, and
I mean, regardless of what the case may be, Patrick Ewing, Knicks, great career, the security guard was just doing his job. Maybe he was a 20-something who'd never fucking heard of Patrick Ewing before in his life, but here he is, maybe third day on the job, and he wants to make sure to keep it. So,
but he's trying to break it up himself.
Breaking, but you know, Patrick Ewing is feeling a certain type of way because it was the fucking garden.
You know what's funny about that too? He asked, he's like, I'm gonna have to call James Dolan to see if my number is still retired. but go ahead, Chris, what are you saying?
He was his feelings were hurt because it happened at MSG. It was my take on it, and yeah, he definitely threw that comment out about his number in the Raptors. But all I gotta say is, if he really wanted to be remembered walking into any fucking building, he could have brought a ship home to New York.
He could have brought a ring back. Yeah, that's true. Well, two things I have. Like, I have two little follow-ups for you guys. Well, the first one isn't really a question, but you think I like to think about this? Like, I knew he could be a 20-something-year-old guy. Most people that are 20-something-year-olds that are working security in fucking Madison Square Garden are probably from New York. How the fuck do you not know who Patrick Ewing is, right? thing is, like, think about, like, hypothetically, like, Patrick Ewing retired at least 20 years ago, or around 20 years, right?
2002.
So, I mean, it's a big gap of time. But then I also think, and then I'm going to throw this out to you, like, for me, I think of, like, around that same time, my favorite player growing up was Steve Young. You think Steve Young's getting stopped to go into fucking Levi Stadium? You know what I mean? Like, what do you think about your favorite? You think about your favorite player growing up, like, is this fucking guy getting it? Like, but the same thing is, like you said, like, Steve Young won a fucking chip, and he's all over TV. But, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
like, somebody like that. Like, what do you think? Like, is your favorite player going to get stopped walking into the stadium that they borderline like helped sell out the fucking place every time?
No,
it's just fucking wild to me. So the next couple I have are, you know, last one we had, like, Chris wanted us to get a little bit more personal with everybody, let you know a little bit more about us. And the first one I have, and this kind of goes with, like, obviously, like, you heard Chris saying, like, he just went to Chuck E. Cheese with his daughter. It's my son's birthday coming up. We had a birthday party for him. And I kind of was thinking, like, growing up, what was your, like, favorite childhood birthday gift? Like, you should have seen, like, I got Casey in a couple of Naruto fucking action figures. He fucking went ape shit. And, I mean, is it the best gift he's ever gotten? I don't think so. I feel like I got any better ones that he doesn't give a fuck about. But it is what it is. But, like, growing up, like, Chris, like, what was your favorite birthday gift? Like, say, like, 10 or under, 12 or under.
I mean, it was right at the point in time where, like, mountain bikes were, like, all the rage and shit. For, like, when I was going from a kid's bike into an adult bike, I think I must have been 9 or 10, and fucking my parents got me a bike for my birthday. And I just remember just being able to – just the freedom I had as a child growing up and roaming the fucking streets on that mountain bike.
was a great gift for me. It brought me a lot of joy. So I'm going to go with the mountain bike.
I got you. What do you got, Scale?
That's lame.
My bike. No, sorry, dude. That's actually pretty fucking
cool. Shout out Huffy, though. I was big time. Like, I love riding my bike when I was young kid. Shout out Huffy.
That was like the first Lambo you got.
Yeah, it's true. When you got a good bike, I'll never forget my first major bike. It was fucking awesome. It was a Mongoose. It was fucking tight. But my most memorable gift, man, and I'll never forget it, man. Like, I grew up with a single mother, and then we had moved up to Maryland at this point, and me and my mom were hopping from like basement to basement, like just trying to find our place in Maryland. And we landed in Annapolis, and it was a tough year, man. I'll never forget it. PS2 was dropping that Christmas, and people were getting like robbed in the parking lot for their PS2s and stuff. And I had told my mom that I wanted one, and but then, like, you know, me, I'm a very real, even at that age, I was like, there's no way my mom's gonna be able to fucking do this. And dude, sure enough, man, Christmas fucking day, I fucking opened up a gift, and it was a fucking PS2, and it was the fucking the craziest thing. I love my mom forever for that, and rest in peace, my mother. That shit was fucking epic, and I don't know. It was back, like, you know, when Nintendo Switches were coming out, and you could fucking hardly find one. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, it would have probably been around the GameCube.
Yeah.
Well, the one thing I'll say about what you said, like, I get it, why Chris's does seem lamer, and me and Chris were actually talking about this earlier. Before we're on the podcast, like, what you said is tight, and like, me and him could have probably matched something like that. But I noticed you said a Christmas gift, right?
Yeah,
and that's why I said to Chris, I was like, you know, because he said the bike thing, and I was like, he's like, oh, let me guess, you're gonna say something like a console, like, and I was like, no, dude, I always got those for like the holidays,
mm-hmm.
So like. You know, I get where you're coming from.
I never got nothing cool. I never really got nothing cool on my birthday. You know what I mean?
So then I guess the bike is so lame, is it, Skelly?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
Well,
you're right.
The one thing I was gonna say is, and it might sound lame, I don't know, compared to a PlayStation 2, it might sound lame, but like, I remember I was like 7 or 8 years old, huge Ninja Turtle guy. My mom bought me a fucking box turtle, like, that could go, you know, I had a fucking sweet tank board, I would feed it fucking live fucking feeder fish and shit. And I had that dude for like 10 years. I named him Leo after a fucking Ninja Turtle. Like, that was my fucking most memorable fucking birthday gift. Like, Christmas gift, yeah, like a fucking console, obviously. But yeah, like, it always seems like the better gift, you get better gifts for Christmas.
Yeah,
that's how, like, and it works the system, right? Like, because that's always when fucking consoles come out.
Yeah,
so it works out that way. And then the last quick hit I got, and this kind of comes up too, like, I kind of had this one online, on my mind to do, but then, like, just the other day, there's a movie that came out. Anybody who has kids or anybody that likes cartoons, Raya and the Last Dragon is a Disney flick. I took Audra and I, my fiance, took Kaysen to see this movie. One of the top 3 fucking Disney movies ever made. Like, it was like top animated movies I've ever seen. It was so good. And it kind of reinforced the thought of this particular one I wanted to bring up, is like, what is your like go-to movie snack? Like, when you go to a movie, like, what is the thing you need to have? Let's go fucking Skelly, I guess. I don't know. I'm most tracked.
Cookie dough bites.
There you go.
M&M peanuts and popcorn together mixed in. Like,
that is tight. That is good.
Oh yeah. I mean, obviously, popcorn. I almost wanted to say not popcorn, because popcorn seems like you almost always want to have popcorn when you go to a movie. Yeah, I mean, I always like having like gummy bears or gummy worms or something like that. Especially if you bring them in, like, you go to like a fucking Walgreens or a fucking a grocery store first, and you get the bigger bag, because the shit they give you is not going to last long.
No. I had a
one of my first jobs was working at a movie theater, and I fucking used to binge on snacks.
Oh yeah, dude, that was shout out fucking Pavili. Used to go there all the time to see free movies.
Bro, when Hollywood 20 opened up, what me and my mom used to do is we would hop from movie to movie. So what we would do is we would plan out the entire day, and we would say, all right, as soon as we're done with this movie, we would just walk over to this movie, and dude, we'd watch like 3-4 movies.
Oh yeah,
for free.
Well, it's funny you bring that up, because that actually gives me a perfect segue, like not necessarily seeing like movie back to back to back, and also goes with what Chris said. Like Chris worked at the movie theater, and after he worked there, our friend Sean,
Flood,
he worked there for a long ass time. Shout out Flood. He worked there when he worked there for a long time, but like I saw like episode 2 when he was in the theaters for free, and then I saw episode 3, The Revenge of the Sith. I seen that shit fucking 13 times for free in the fucking movie theater, because like it was free. I was stoned. I watched the movie, and that kind of worked out perfectly, because our main topic, the meat of our meal here, is going to be Star Wars. You know, we all grew up with it. We all fucking love it. And I figured it'd be a fucking great topic to get into, you know, since we love talking about movies on here. We love talking about fucking sci-fi shit, all that kind of bullshit. So I figured Star Wars would be a great topic. And the first thing before I throw out to you, just like all these, just a lot of these other ones I do, guys, I find a list from somewhere online. This one is actually from Rolling Stone, and I don't agree with most of it, but I'm going to throw it out there so everybody hears it. From 5 to 1. So number 5, Princess Leia. Number 4, Yoda. Number 3, Boba Fett. Number 2, Darth Vader. Number 1, Han Solo.
That is the weakest list I've ever heard.
I feel like it, because I looked through it, I don't think this includes like The Mandalorian, because fucking Mando would be up here somewhere. Maybe not top 5, but he wasn't on there at all. And then also on this list, before I let it, like, see what you guys think of it. Sounds like you don't like what I'm fucking saying, obviously, but, like, they had Rey higher than Luke Skywalker, which is fucking bonkers to me. But I will, I'll see what you guys think. I mean, I feel like now we can kind of maybe free fall a little bit, shoot the shit here. What do you guys fucking think of this fucking list?
Where's Obi-Wan Kenobi?
He was, like, number 9 or something. And it's like, dude, like, what is up with that? Like, it's just been fucking a little ridiculous. Like, Princess Leia is cool, but she's higher than Luke Skywalker, for real? Like, he's fucking saved the goddamn
day. Yeah, well, like, I mean, like, other than her being a, like, a good commander or a good, like, soldier, like, she didn't really have that many iconic moments in the movie. Like, I don't know.
No. Yeah, I mean, she's there, and she's like a strong-willed broad. I get all that. And they kind of show the flashback in the new garbagey movies where she, like, does learn how to be a Jedi, and she's pretty badass, it seems. But it seems like she's, you know, I mean, it is what it is. She's just top 5 is pretty high. Like, considering there's hundreds, not including books, not including fucking games, even if you're not including fucking Mandalorian, there's hundreds of characters that are in Star Wars. So it just seems like she's pretty high up there. So going with that, I figured I'd throw it out to you. Like, what are we thinking for, like, if you had to throw out your favorite Jedi, who we got?
How about this?
Me? Oh, how about this? I need to get a fucking – I need to get a book.
Qui-Gon Jinn versus Mace Windu.
Mace Windu all day.
Who's stronger?
Mace Windu is the best. Mace Windu, so everybody knows, is also my favorite Jedi.
Well, my
– Mace Windu also comes up with his own
fighting style.
Yep. So – He's fucking legit. He's like he's borderline.
Okay, so that's why he's on the council.
Well, there's part of it like where there's like a Grandmaster Jedi and then like somebody who kind of runs shit. Like there's two different parts, and he's one and Yoda's the other. So I mean, he's basically the same difference.
So he's like Yoda's vice president to run the Jedi.
second in line. Something if Yoda like goes down, he's in charge of the Jedi.
He's in charge. Yep. Or he's in charge of, like, Yoda's in charge of the council, and maybe he's in charge of military strategy, some shit like that. There's a way where one's in charge and one's in, like, one, some's in charge of some shit. Yeah, like, I guess, like you said, like, president, vice president, like. But where you, what are you thinking? I mean, I for some reason, I just feel like you're going to say Obi-Wan Kenobi's your favorite Jedi.
I do like Obi-Wan. So, yeah, I also like Qui-Gon Jinn, but he's not so prevalent in all the movies, so...
Well, they're going to make a movie about him, and I would hold your like yeah, he's a badass. I like what
you actually threw me for a loop when you actually said that. How about this? Like, who would win? Like, he's a, you said Qui-Gon Jinn first. I'm like, is Qui-Gon Jinn his favorite guy? It's one of the that's one of the only movies Liam Neeson dies in.
Yeah, right. He never dies.
Yeah. Well, he dies he's in the he dies in the gray.
Oh yeah, he dies fighting the wolves. That's true. Yeah, I mean,
let's go dark side. Let's go dark side real quick.
Well, no, like, hold on, just let me throw out some iconic names, not to jump in here, but dude, like Plo Koon, dude, Plo Koon's a badass. And then you got Kit Fisto. Like, there's a lot of cool Jedis out there, and like they're not even fucking mentioned. Like, what about like, I mean, the female version of Yoda, Yaddle. Like, they could have fucking, you know, I think she's better than fucking Princess Leia. Like,
yeah, but I don't think she's not in movies, though. I think that list, this list is essentially like, this is like movie characters.
Ah, okay.
So, yeah, they're not saying they're not going that deep into it. And plus, like, the, like Plo Koon and Kit Fisto is cool. Like, I actually read a book with Kit Fisto. He is legit. But at the same time, like, just going back to like the first thing, like the first person Chris brought up, I would assume Qui-Gon Jinn is better than both of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, so, yeah, he was higher up, wasn't he?
I mean, if he would have – Qui-Gon Jinn was essentially like a gray Jedi. You know what I mean? Because he didn't want to follow everything they wanted him to. Otherwise, he would have been on the Jedi Council. They wanted him to be on it, but they wanted him to conform. And that's actually why Count Dooku left the Jedi Order, because like they wanted everything so strict and blah, 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 and this, that, and the other. And that's why kind of they fell through the pit, because they got to be like kind of high and mighty on the fucking Kool-Aid. So, but let's go, Chris. Like you're saying, I have a feeling I know where you're going with this one too. Who's your favorite Sith?
Darth Maul.
I knew it. I knew you were going to say him. So why is that?
I just. The fucking fight between him and Qui-Gon Jinn is probably one of the better fights in Star Wars. Not the best, but one of the better fights that I enjoyed. And Paul was cool, man. He had swag to him. He had the cool double-edged lightsaber. He was, I don't know. He was scary looking, too, bro. He was probably one of the scariest.
He was intimidating, 100%.
He fucking creeped me out, and he could fight good. So he was definitely a threat. And, made Obi-Wan Kenobi become a man, like, with all that.
Well, you know what's wild too about all that, all what you said is like he is real cool, and like it seemed like he died, but it was cool like they brought him back in later shit that is canon, like some of the fucking shows, and then he was, you know, for a blip in that Han Solo movie. But I mean, anybody who's a Star Wars nerd, when he fucking is ready to fight Obi-Wan Kenobi and Qui-Gon Jinn and fucking pulls out that double lightsaber, that was like you exploded in your pants.
Yeah.
Like, that shit was something else.
Everybody got a hard on.
And I'll say, like, I'll even double up on what you said. That might actually be, for me, the best fucking lightsaber duel in the fucking complete fucking series of those movies. And like, people like to knock on that movie. That shit is fucking. That's an epic fucking duel that ends with fucking, like you said, Obi-Wan Kenobi ascending to being a Jedi. Yeah.
It was great, great, great for me.
Well, we'll get into that because I feel like Skelly wasn't so much on that being the best duel, but who do you got as your favorite Sith? And it doesn't matter if it's movies; it could be whatever you want.
Darth Maul, man, I already had him dialed up.
There you go. My Maul, favorite.
Maul is the man. If like, sorry if I made just pontificate again. Like, man, he was an agile, fierce, ferocious fighter. He was the first of his kind to be filmed in the movies. He is he's considered a Zabrak. Their breed or their kind of that alien is able to withstand great like lengths of punishment and pain and everything, and they're just very durable and everything. And he was trained by Darth Sidious. His
brother's the Night Queen.
Like his brother is a badass. Like, dude, he's just all around just a cool fucking dude too. Like, he does have swag. Like, man, the only if I may say that I think the only person to beat him is Darth Vader. This is in a comic book. This is Darth Maul and Darth Vader fight each other on top of a volcano, and Darth Vader becomes victorious and finally does kill Darth Maul, and that was the end of Darth Maul.
Well, there's at least one other person that beats him, and he chops him in half.
Yes, but that he was able to force heal himself, and then or he got robot legs. That I was told he force healed himself once he got to the bottom of that hole. But then you see him in the cartoons, and he's got robot legs. So
yeah, first it was like spider legs.
Yeah. So, but either way, dude, the dude's a badass. Though,
like, not to get too into like other like, you know, whatever realms of Star Wars, like in like the first or the second Knights of the Old Republic, there's a dude, like if you're so entwined in the Force, like the dark side of the Force, that shit'll keep you alive.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be part like he heals himself, and then also like so much hate in him because of what just had happened keeps him alive.
Yeah.
But yeah, Darth Maul is a fucking great character.
Let me get an honorable mention for Chewie.
My next thing was going to go like non-force sensitive people, and before we get there, I just want to throw out like, and this guy, they should make movies about him, or even like whatever, like maybe a Disney Plus show. Darth Bane, he's the guy who started the rule of two, where there's a master and an apprentice. The dude was a fucking badass. Like any of these other shit you're talking about, Darth Vader would wipe the fucking floor with him. He was strong enough. He fought like three or four fucking Master Jedi, just like the Emperor did. And they were using like extra like battle meditation, extra force shit to try to fight him. And like he had like this crazy armor on that fucking lightsabers couldn't fucking hurt. He was a fucking beast. But yeah, my next thing is like I think it'd be going to like our favorite, like you just said, Chewie. I don't know if it would be him for you, but like, who's your favorite non-force sensitive fucking character? What are you thinking, Skelly?
Shoot it over to Chris real quick. Let me
pop Jar Jar Binks.
That can't be true. He can't be.
Miso.
You know what's wild? Just like I feel like you're fucking around, but there is this crazy like fan theory that
about
this
whole being a Sith,
and he kind of helped set up he put all the wheels in motion for everything that happened in the first three movies. The original, not 4, 3, and 5, but like the first three movies as far as the timeline goes. But who knows?
You know who I would say? I would say IG-88.
IG-88 type. That's it. He's from the one-off movie.
Yeah,
The fucking Rogue One. Rogue One. That actually might be for me. That might be the best fucking Star Wars movie they ever made.
If anybody doesn't know who IG-88, he is the IG unit. He's not that IG unit that's in The Mandalorian, but it's the same robot. So he's a bounty hunter robot, and he's just a badass, man. He's cool as fuck.
Well, I don't know if that one's a bounty hunter unit. I think that one is actually like more like the Empire has their own version of that. That's what he is, because there's a bunch of other ones that the fucking Empire have that are fucking out there fucking just running with fucking stormtroopers. But he is a cool he's cool because he says funny shit, and I do like that.
Dude, at first I thought it was IG-88. I was blowing my mind, and then I found out it wasn't him. It was just the same robot, and I was like, damn. But that scene in that first episode in Mando, dude, it was so cool. And then, I don't mean to. That's it.
Chris, are you for real with Jar Jar
Binks? No, but a little bit off topic here. I thought the really good acting was Kylo Ren. He played that character really well. I'm trying to think of the actor's name, and it's not coming to me.
I can't think of it off the top of my head. That dude's actually, that guy was actually in the military and shit too. I don't know. I can't think of his name.
Don't worry, I got a guy. Adam Driver.
I couldn't get that shit searched up quick enough.
That'll be my job. I'm gonna try to take more of a backseat in this podcast. But like, I'll be
facts guy, and that seems like he's pretty quick with it. So
that's gonna be my.
He's like sitting in front of his computer. Probably he has a quicker spot. Adam Driver. I mean, I got to be honest. Like, well, I did not like those new movies. I feel like they were just trying to feed fans some shit they liked, whether it was like, especially like original fans, like OG, like episodes 4, 5, and 6,
I know what
like
you're saying.
Kind of stuffing down fucking Princess Leia, Luke Skywalker, Han Solo, or Chewie down the road a little bit. Like, it was almost like a fanfare in a way. And I got to be honest, like, and this has nothing to do with her being a woman. Even if it was a dude, it just seems ridiculous that, like, Rey was like, even though, like, oh, she's related to the Emperor or whatever, like, the granddaughter. It's like, this bitch beats Kylo Ren, who was trained by Luke Skywalker, who's related to Luke Skywalker.
Right? I never even thought about that.
Like, there's no way. It's impossible. It's impossible that, like, he's never picked up a lightsaber and beats his man. Let alone the guy Finn, the other guy,
dead.
Like, he picks up a lightsaber and he's, like, half dueling with him at first. It was like, dude, he would one-shot get that guy. And guess what? And then that's the end. There's no more movies. There's only 7 movies in this series because he would have killed both of them, and that would have been the end. The Emperor
would have been the end.
That shit was dumb. But for me, Mando is the fucking shit, bro. Like, he's got to be the one. He's got, like, other than somebody with the Force powers, bro, I think he's the fucking shit.
It's kind of sad that you know he hands off Gru to whatever, and then we all know what happens to those Padawans. Darth Vader kills him. Oh, wait, is that how that plays out?
Chris hasn't gotten to Chris actually for some reason hasn't finished Mandalorian, so I don't want to throw too much out there.
Ooh, okay, but sorry.
A lot of people. Oh, it's all good. But a lot of people, like, for some reason say that. But dude, this shit is like, this is in the future of that. So it's not like Order 66 happens and Grogu dies. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it seems like a lot of people try to throw that out there. It's like, well, first off, like, Ahsoka Tano, Anakin's like fucking Padawan is in it, which clearly means this is after that. And it's weird. A lot of people throw that out there. Like, well, he clearly dies in the fucking, or like Kylo Ren kills him or some bullshit. And it's like, I don't know. It's just, I don't know.
All I know is it'll be interesting without that character, because now we can focus more on Mando.
I like the idea of him going on, like, fucking bounties and that. I like the idea of him going from planet to planet doing shit, which is fucking cool. So back to it, though. Like I was saying, like, I think Qui-Gon Obi-Wan versus Darth Maul is the best lightsaber duel in Star Wars. That's what I got. It seemed like Skelly didn't seem so on board. So I'm going to throw it up to you first, and Chris could fucking throw in what he thinks. Like, what do you have? Like, you don't think that's the best one, or what do you got?
I don't know. I love that that duel between Anakin and Dooku.
That is, yeah, that's a good honorable mention. Ooh. There too. But the one that takes the cake is Obi-Wan versus Anakin. At the end of the
Revenge. Nah, dude, that's back when they knew that, dude. That drew. Oh, I'm gonna stop. Sorry. Go ahead.
That's all I got. The end of the Revenge of the Sith. I got the high ground, motherfucker.
It's an old movie, that, you know what I mean? The way that they were dueling was so, like, very basic, you know what I mean? Not lightsaber duels didn't come into fruition until these newer movies. No,
Revenge of the Sith.
I just want to throw this out there, dude. Like, what Chris is saying, oh, are you thinking he's meaning Darth Vader and old Obi-Wan Kenobi?
No.
Yeah.
He means that when they're younger, when he cuts off the arms and legs.
Oh, and he's in the – okay, sorry. Yeah. I misconstrued you. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry.
Because I was about to say, I was like, dude, what he's talking about and what you're talking about, what I'm talking about, are all from the same three clump of movies.
No, yeah. I was thinking about the –
The lightsaber.
Yeah.
Dude, have you ever seen – speaking of that original movie, The New Hope, did you – and I'll send it to you guys if you haven't seen it. They remake that fight between Darth Vader and old Obi-Wan Kenobi. The shit is fucking bananas.
No way.
Oh, really?
Like, it's made like the newer ones. Like, it's fucking going after it.
So it's not like they're just two dudes touching tips in the bathroom?
No, it's like watching. It's almost like a continuation of their first fight.
Okay.
Because even if, dude, like, you know, think about it, right? Like, so you got, like, Yoda, who's fucking 1,000 goddamn years old, fighting Darth Sidious and shit, jumping around like a fucking madman. If you think, like, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and in all actuality, is maybe 60 years old. They make him seem, like, way older, but, like, how young they make it, like, Hugh McGregor is, right? You know? Like, he can't be older than, like, 60 years old. You know what I mean? To where it's, like, he's a fucking master Jedi. He's gonna be still spry using the goddamn Force. And, like, Darth Vader... is the fucking chosen one.
So, but like, if I may interrupt, I just have to mention these. I have to mention these three fights. Fucking Mace Windu against fucking Jango Fett. Yoda against who was it?
Palpatine.
Yep. And then Darth City. No. General Grievous against
Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan. Those three fights are so good.
Well, the first one I just want to throw out there, like Mace Windu fighting a dude without a lightsaber and shit, like that was okay. It was cool. He chopped his head off and shit, but that's not like nowhere near the top tier.
I thought it was just super cool.
It was cool. It was cool, but at the same time, you also said Mace Windu is your favorite dude, so I get where you're coming from. I thought when you first said Mace Windu, you're going to say when he fought the Emperor.
That was a good fight.
But at the end, I didn't like. I was dissatisfied that fucking, you know, obviously what happens happens, and like fucking Anakin Skywalker fucking betrays him and shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's those. I mean, in all honesty, any of them, even the old ones, even though they're like they're slower paced, kind of, they're all like. They're motherfuckers fighting with fucking light swords, like lasers. Any of them are tight. Like the thought of any of them are pretty good.
The late 70s, it was the shit. Or the 70s.
Well, especially when you think about it, like that's the movie like fucking George Lucas like poured any money he had into making that shit. Like, so it couldn't have been over the top to he where was... like you think about it, he directed the episodes 1, 2, and 3. And them fucking all the fucking like think about it. The fight that I said was in episode 1, the fight that Skelly said is episode 2, and the fight that you said are episode 3. He directed all those movies. So he's like, okay, I gotta give him something a little bit. I gotta throw him a fucking fastball. You know what I mean? He fucking hit us with some cheese in the newer ones.
He was also
movies, they're like whacker fights.
He was ostracized from like the Actors Guild or like the Directors Guild or some shit like that, and that's why. That's why he had to come up with his own money. It was a really cool story.
It's the Screen Actors Guild.
Yeah, the Screen. That's what. Yeah, exactly. And
it wasn't like he was so much ostracized. And I don't mean to cut you off. It's just like
No, you're just contradicting me. That's the proper word.
It's not even contradiction. I'm almost piggybacking kind of what you're getting to. How he had the Star Wars thing roll up before he put like director or anything like that. He didn't put any of that on the front of the movie. He waited till the end to put like he directed it and this guy produced it and so on and so forth. Movies aren't made like that. If you watch any other movie, that shit is always on first.
Okay.
That was like for the Screen Actors. It was like, no, dude, this is how we've made movies for the last fucking 50, fucking 60 years. This is how movies are made. And he said, fuck that. That ain't how I'm making this shit. I want this to be about the fucking movie. And that's why he got fucking kicked out of all that.
No shit. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Fascinating. Look at this.
So what's wild, too, is episode 6, Return of the Jedi, Steven Spielberg was supposed to direct that. And they told him, if you direct this, you're out of the Screen Actors Guild.
What?
Think about how crazy, and Chris knows, I say this on almost every, I bring Steven Spielberg up on every fucking podcast. He's the best fucking director of all time. If he would have made that fucking movie, I liked Return of the Jedi, imagine how fucking crazy that movie would have been.
All I can imagine is like Saving Private Ryan, but with Star Wars. Like, Jesus Christ.
Bro, it would have been wild.
That would be crazy.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It would have been fucking a fantastic flick. And I mean, I Return of the Jedi is a fucking great, great fucking movie. But Steven Spielberg's the fucking goat, dude. Like, even if it would have been 5% better, it would have been better, no matter what. There's no way that movie would have been worse with him making it.
Well, because George Lucas made the other three that came out in the early 2000s. And in my opinion, I mean, other than the lightsaber battles, the story was very lackluster. It's not until these newer movies that just came out in the 2020s and now that on Disney Plus, thank God. And thankfully, you also brought me to watch the animated series. You know what I mean? Other than that, Star Wars, like, he didn't really kind of contribute anything but the lore. But
I mean, I enjoyed no matter what any of those movies, whether they're the first three that came out in the 90s into the 2000s, the original OG ones, or the latter, you know, I liked all of them. They were all watchable, but the newer movies I thought were borderline trash. Like, they were just not, and George Lucas didn't direct them. And you could say what you want about the, like, episodes 1, 2, and 3, and you could say, oh, well, only the lightsaber duels were good or whatever. And if that's your opinion, I mean, yeah, they definitely seem like maybe the story was lacking in parts, or like they were almost like rushed a little bit.
What about Rogue One? You said Rogue One was good.
But he didn't direct that. He didn't direct that one either.
Exactly, but you just also said it was trash.
No, that's not what I said. I said, like, the ones with Rey and fucking Finn and the movies.
Those suck, yeah.
But also, I feel like it's easier, and I'll, you know, we'll see what Chris thinks about what I'm about to say here. Rogue One is almost an easier movie to direct when you're talking about Star Wars, because you have literally I know at the end, like the last few minutes, Darth Vader comes and fucking kills everybody. But even if that didn't happen, that movie was fucking fantastic. Right. You know what I'm saying? To where I feel like it's almost easier to direct a Star Wars movie if you have no Jedi in it. You don't have to worry about all that extra frou-frou bullshit, like fanfare shit. Like, it's just a fucking movie with a story. And you don't have to worry about people with fucking super crazy powers doing crazy shit.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it was pretty cool to not have the Jedi in that movie.
It was just so well put together. It was just such that movie is just so well put together from start to finish. And like I said, even if that movie ended with like the planet blowing up, or not the planet, the whole planet didn't blow up, but they fucking shot the ship, the planet, they died, but the codes got away to start A New Hope. I would have been perfectly fine with that movie. But then they're like, all right, well, here, let's just fucking throw Darth Vader here to kill everybody, and that's essentially the beginning of A New Hope.
Well, you got to make him to be the monster that he becomes.
Yeah, absolutely. So, but I guess we're kind of probably at the end of our ropes here. I feel like we gave you guys an awful lot of Star Wars, info from what we think. So, you know, like always, tell us what you guys think. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter, The Lost Boys Podcast. You could reach us at Lost Boy, The Lost Boys JC. Give us any questions, comments, concerns you got. Any feedback, we'll take it. You guys have anything, you know, for quick hits or anything you guys want us to bring up. We'll do a little research. We'll talk about it. You could also get Skelly on That Monster Podcast. So hit him up if you want. But we're gonna let you guys go. Hopefully you guys have a great night. Hopefully you guys, if you listen to this during the day, have a great day, good week, good month, good year. We'll be